$99.99, NMLS number 225095.
Attention business owners. We know that owning a business means getting things done right now. So if your right now list includes a new building, call the Right Now Company, General Steel. We can design a building for your business quickly and save you thousands of dollars. That's right, thousands. You may think General Steel only builds large projects or that you can't afford General Steel quality. Well, check these prices. How about a 40 by 60 foot building for under $22,000? Or even a 50 by 100 for under $35,000? That's right, a 5,000 square foot building for under $35,000. And these buildings all have General Steel quality. Best of all, you can still order a building and have it delivered in time to build this year. How's that for right now? So don't delay. Call General Steel today at 888-98-STEEL. That's 888-98-STEEL. Need more planning? No problem. General Steel can help you with that right now. Call General Steel and be in your new building this year. 888-98-STEEL. That's 888-987-8335.
Don't you love hardwood floors? Well, now you're in luck because you can get brand new hardwood floors, a wide variety of selection from Boardwalk Hardwood Floors. It's their annual blowout warehouse sale Friday, September 30th and Saturday, October 1st at their Crestwood location only. Now, they have got normally factory discounts. Now it's on all their hardwood floors. You can pre-shop any of the three stores before the sale. They'll have factory reps on hand to talk directly about the products and the selection. Holy mackerel, it's fantastic. Looking to upgrade for the holiday? Looking for that beautiful hardwood floors that'll just make the room sing? Boardwalk Hardwood Floors and their blowout warehouse sale. It only happens once a year. It's Friday, September 30th and Saturday, October 1st. Boardwalk Hardwood Floors. Three locations, but the Crestwood location is where the warehouse sale is. BoardwalkHardwood.com. That's BoardwalkHardwood.com.
Hello, St. Louis. This is John Lundoff Jr. Political ads, robocalls, 24-hour news cycle, they make listening to an old car guy from North County seem pretty good, right? Well, take a break from the political clutter and check out our great deals. Spark's only $9,100. Cruze only $14,700. Camaro's only $21,500. Are you kidding me? Visit us at the intersection of Highway 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit or 24/7 at Lundoff.com. Chevy, find new roads.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Accounting and financial salaries are on the rise. Get an in-depth salary forecast for accounting and finance roles in your area by visiting AccountTemps.com. AccountTemps, a Robert Half company.
Vineyard Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on the air.
Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
vomit.
Vomit.
I do not like to vomit.
What?
I don't like to vomit.
But you lost your heel like Dan lost.
I kind of did.
What's going on here?
My God, Bobby.
Okay, I got it back. You have to say Bobby. You have to say,
my God, Bobby, what are you doing?
That's when you get it back. Just like there were certain Barney Fife things you'd say, you get your Barney Fife, but you can't get your Barney Fife back.
Oh, I'm going to work on it.
Try it right now. Hey, Ange, where's Opie? No, it's not like you're having a heart attack, a stroke, a brain tumor. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the September 28th edition of Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by Mark and Jason. Mark Reed and Jason Becker, financial advisors. We'll talk about them after this.
Hey!
I think control board. A man who, when he hits that golf ball down the middle, it's gone. It's on the green. Otherwise, it's in Troy, Illinois. Eon the Peon, our control board operator, say hi to your sponsor.
I would also like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are with Stiefel Nicholas, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are concerned about the future of your investments, it may be a smart idea to get a fresh perspective with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Not even going to go through his resume. It's 8 miles long. He's done it all. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Two horses behind you.
And Rat Boy is still bothered by the caller who called Dr. Doug and said, I think it was her dog. And on the dog's belly, there was always, what was it?
Cheese.
No, it was fleas.
Oh, was yeah. Fleas. Not cheese.
You hear what you want to hear, I guess. That's all he thinks about. Would you please give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra? Please, be seated. Bill Cleveland will not be with us today. Couldn't get him in. He can't go later, so had he would have been brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. The Playhouse brought to you by Mark and Jason. Now, you just heard Peon say he is brought to you by Mark and Jason. That if it weren't for Mark and Jason, that chair would be empty. Maybe nobody run the control board. How horrible would that be? But they do sponsor him, and so he is here. And they're here for you if you have $25,000 or more to invest. And thanks again to Mark Reardon for coming out to the golf tournament just to say good luck and have a good time. He didn't have to do that. He was not feeling well. He's having a little health issue, but he did it anyway. And they made a nice contribution. Thank you, Mark and Jason. Now, here's what they can do for you. You may even have a financial advisor now, and that's fine. There is no law, and you did never sign anything, I hope, that said you can't talk to somebody else and get a second opinion. So we would suggest a meeting with Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. They are with Stiefel Nicholas. I'm sure you've heard of Stiefel Nicholas. They're member SIPC and NYSE. And here's what will happen in that meeting. You bring with you your portfolio, what you're doing with that $25,000 or more, and they'll take a look at it, and they'll tell you if it's performing as well as it should, if your assets are diversified, if you are taking advantage of some tax-advantaged investments that you might have overlooked, or maybe your current advisor overlooked. Here's the other thing they'll do. If things look good, and I've heard from people in emails who told me this, they'll say, looks pretty good. You've done some smart things here. And that shocks a lot of people because they just expect another advisor to do everything differently and tell you what you're doing is wrong. It doesn't work like that. So please think about that. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker with Stiefel Nicholas. Everything you need, including their number, is at markandjason.com. Let's do it together. Is at
markandjason.com.
Yeah, I'm used to that. I like that. I'd like to say a quick word, if I could, about Scott Sherman because he's not in here today. He'll be here tomorrow. I'm getting emails from people that I'm telling you, I can feel the gratitude when they sit down and write these things. This guy is an attorney. And we've all heard the attorney jokes and how attorneys charge up the yin-yang and how you can't even have a conversation on the phone for 10 minutes without getting the bill. I don't know how much Scott Sherman makes. I don't know what he's worth. I don't know much about him at all, but I do know this. Every Thursday, for the better part of an hour, he gives what seems to me, and I'm not a lawyer, to be some really sound advice. And if you could read some of the, I'm going to read you part of one email that I just received. It says, good afternoon, Frank. My husband and I want to thank you for having Scott Sherman on your radio show on Thursday. My husband has been a faithful listener since 1981. On September 8th, He called in for advice. He told a story about our daughter. Our daughter was in a fender bender along with two other vehicles. You guys remember this? There were three.
Sure.
Cars.
Yeah.
And she says her vehicle was towed to Schaefer Auto Body. She was not the at-fault driver. And the police report statements noted our daughter was not the at-fault driver. We had liability only, and we'll never do that again. And both of the insurance companies, the vehicles 2 and 3, were avoiding responsibility. This left us without a vehicle for rent, lest we paid out of pocket $20 a day. No funds with which to purchase a replacement vehicle. Our daughter's in college. Need I say more? I call both insurance companies on a regular basis. Nothing. No response. When I called insurance company number 2, the direct hit insured company, the specialist I spoke with, wouldn't even listen to me. He said, this is basic insurance 101. They made a decision, and their insured was not at fault. Our client's not at fault. And then they hung up on me. On the show, Scott Sherman asked me to email all of my accident information. He made some phone calls to the insurance companies and was able to get through to someone who would read the police report and take responsibility. Yeah, evidently, when Scott Sherman speaks, people listen, and we got results. The insurance company vehicle number 2 made arrangements for us to have a rental vehicle, and now we're close to final settlement. Scott Sherman stepped in, took the time to make phone calls to the insurance company, and she just goes on and on and on how appreciative she is. So I just wanted to mention that. This is not the first one of these I've gotten. Now, tomorrow is Thursday, and it's Thursday is every day that Scott Sherman comes in. I hope he knows how much he's appreciated, because this is not something that's common, where you find an attorney who's willing for one day a week, for an hour, to just come in and take all comers. And when he says email him, he's not kidding. He reads the email. He gets back to these people. I don't know how much time he's spending on these listeners, but it's considerable. And if it's not something he can handle or help him with, he's quick to say, here's the person who does this. So if you've never heard the segment, it'll be tomorrow in the 4 o'clock hour. And I am so glad that a situation that occurred at this radio station a little over a year ago led to the addition of Scott Sherman on Thursday. I'm glad that happened. So, Scott, well done. Now, sometimes we do things on this show that are no different than a lot of the other things we do on this show. And I am stunned when somebody is upset by it. And I'm going to read you this email. Frank is a long-time listener. I've heard some things on your show which made me cringe, but nothing like the pop quiz on September 27th. Now, that was yesterday.
Okay.
Pop quiz is something Mike Evans does every
day. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then she says, to put it mildly, it was in extremely poor taste to make light of child abuse. Think about it.
We did?
What?
That was my reaction. She says, think about it. It was a quiz about impregnating a child. Deplorable.
Oh.
George Ann, and I won't mention George Ann's last name. Now, here's what it was. Mike had a pop quiz about the youngest person ever to give birth.
Yeah.
And it was a
Guinness record.
Yeah. It's in the Guinness Book of World. It's a fact. It's an interesting fact. Of course, nobody thinks a 5-year-old should have a baby.
Mm-mm.
I can't understand how this woman thinks that we were somehow, I love this, extremely poor taste and deplorable. And I wrote her back, and my suggestion was she find another show to listen to. But she says she's a long-time listener. Would you ever have thought, because of the pop quiz, to make upset?
Making light of it? No.
And I wrote it back, and I said, hey, look, also in the Guinness Book of World Record, you'll find that the shortest adult to ever live is like 28 inches tall. That's not making fun of somebody little. It's just a fact. George Ann, relax.
All I know is my mom called me after the show yesterday and said, she was like, well, it's impossible because a 5-year-old would have to have a period.
Well, no,
and then
you know what?
I was like,
it is impossible, for most people, but there are freaks of nature.
There
are just biology, nature,
hormonal
sometimes
things can,
does weird things to people.
Yes.
It's no different than that, man, I'll never forget that 60 Minutes segment where that blind kid, one night in the middle of the night, just gets up and goes and starts playing classical piano. Never had a lesson. Never. It was just, he's a freak of nature.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most people would call him, and this is the old term, retarded. It turns out he was a savant.
Right.
Sometimes nature
either
curses or gifts people with oddities. And George N., that's all it was. It's a fact. A five-year-old had a baby. I'm sorry you were offended by it, but for goodness sakes.
Wow.
I mentioned earlier that the comedian who made more money than any other comedian from June of 2015 to June of this year was Kevin Hart, which really surprised me, $87.5 million. Amy Schumer made $17 million last year. And I don't even think she's funny.
And where was she? Like,
she just came out of nowhere. Now get this. Jerry Seinfeld, the rich get richer. Last year, Jerry Seinfeld made $43.5 million.
Oh, man.
In reruns. And that, I guess that...
Comedians and cars.
Comedians and cars. Coffee, I guess, makes him some money. I read this morning that in North St. Louis, the Grisedick brothers are opening a new brewery. That's all I need to say. When I first heard the name years ago, Grisedick.
Papa Joe Grisedick.
Yeah. How do you get through high school
and
not end up in an insane asylum when your name is Grisedick?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, but that's a tough one. But they made it, and they succeeded, and done pretty well. This is not really a political comment. It's just something that's in the news. And there's a law that protects gun manufacturers from liability. For example, a bad guy comes into a store, and you're in the store, and you get shot by the bad guy. He's using a Smith & Wesson. You can't sue Smith & Wesson. Because it's not their fault. Hillary Clinton wants to repeal that law and thinks that the gun manufacturers should be liable. Well, Hillary, I think then you need to make sure that Chevy, you're going to sue them every time somebody is reckless and has an accident, the car kills somebody? How ridiculous. There's just some things don't make any sense to me.
Yeah, and what if the gun's stolen? And what if the gun is...
they didn't make somebody steal it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't get it. This morning, I get USA Today every day. And I'm looking in the letters to the editor section, and here's what a reader writes. I was shocked to hear of the death of Arnold Palmer. He's 87.
Shocked.
What the heck?
How can you be shocked? He's 87. And then they go on to act like, oh, my goodness, this came out of nowhere. I've always admired him. He was such a...
He was
87. It's one thing to be shocked if somebody 27 drops dead, but he was 87. And, folks, I'm going to end. This is, oh, my goodness, I hate doing this. You talk about a downer. We had told you earlier this year that all the previous calculations on the end of the world had been wrong, and that they had now recalculated and reread the Bible, and there were people, very religious people, who had said recently that October 31st would be the day the world comes to an end. Remember that?
Yes.
This Halloween, you mean?
Yes.
Okay.
You don't remember that?
Yeah,
I do. Well, it doesn't matter, because I have an update.
What?
This just came out, published today. Tonight, there's a rare black moon.
Friday.
I'm sorry, you're right. Friday. Friday night, September 30th, there's a black moon, which is pretty rare. The black moon occurs when the illuminated side of the moon is caught in the shadow of the Earth, so it makes it virtually impossible to see. Now, this happens roughly every 32 months. So you say, well, it happens every 32 months. What's the big deal? Well, the big deal is this. This one has special significance due to other universal activity. The first day of September brought with it a ring of fire solar eclipse, where the moon falls in line with the Earth and the sun above Africa, making it appear as if the sun had darkened. Stay with me. This, coupled with the black moon, has some shaking and in great fear. Because according to one theorist, those signs, those together, are letting us know that Jesus is on the way. We are approaching the end of the world Friday night, this Friday night, and the end of, and I'm reading it word for word, end of life on earth for all human beings.
Whoa.
Folks, we got 2 days.
So that's this Friday?
This Friday night. And it says, quote, no one can escape what is coming. Another wrote, the Lord will make the moon turn red as blood and turn black. And when this rare double phenomenon is linked to the Bible, it's terrifying. According to one website, Book of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 29 reads, immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens be shaken.
So check me if I'm wrong. If Jesus is coming back on
Friday night,
that's a good thing, right?
Well, if you're a Christian. It's not good if you're not. Now let me read this. Luke 21, 25 through 26. And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them. Hmm? We will have heart attacks Friday night. This is scary.
So we're not going to find out if the Cardinals make the playoffs because the season ends Sunday.
No, it's not going to happen.
It's going to end on Friday, season.
The world ends Friday.
The world
ends Friday night, okay?
So band is not going to be able to play this charity.
That gig will not happen.
Thing that we have.
Unless you're playing in heaven.
Huh.
Yeah. I'm sorry, folks.
Oh, man.
You heard it here first. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Wow.
I have big plans, too. I'm going to be my daughter this weekend. I guess not.
Evening or
Friday night? I believe midnight.
Friday. Okay. Yeah.
Get everything you need to get done.
I'm going to go out and buy a bunch of stuff.
Guy's talking to his his buddy, and he says, man, he says, you know, when my wife left, I was really depressed and sad, lonely. Then I went out and just bought some drugs and some booze, spent about $1,000, and I thought, well, I'd always wanted a three-way, so I hired a couple of hookers, had a threesome, and wasn't quite as depressed and lonely that she had left, and watched a bunch of porn, got into that, bought myself a motorcycle, and boy, when she comes home from work, she's going to be really mad.
Let's get a check on traffic now. He's airborne, and it's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, they cleared that stalled tractor trailer on southbound Highway 55 past the Poplar, so all lanes are open there. Still squeezed through with the three, but you're backed up to about Salisbury through the depressed section, but traffic is starting to move. But they have completely shut down northbound 55, even the shoulder, because they're doing a washdown of the highway now, the fire department is. Traffic on eastbound Highway 44 is jammed back between Kings Highway and Grand. Southbound 55, you're back to about the Sydney overpass. Then we have a new accident on northbound 141 by Romaine Creek. That had both of the through lanes blocked, but you were getting by on the right shoulder. We're up in North County now looking at eastbound Highway 270. Things are running slow east of McDonald through New Florissant. You have baseball traffic coming in, so eastbound 40 is heavy from 141 through Mason. You'll find slow pockets, Lindbergh, all the way in through Big Bend. On eastbound 70, things are heavy now past the airport. Actually, it goes, between the Rock Road and Lindbergh in through the work zone at Highway 170. And southbound 270, that's slowing now south of Olive down through Doherty Ferry. Now at Subway, Wednesday, it's Turkey Breast Day. That's today's 356-inch sub of the day. It's a great sub for a great price. There's a different 356-inch sub every day, only at Subway. I'm Tim Weiland with your Vincent Mortgage Airborne Traffic.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
Hello, everybody. It's Jim Hewer. Don't forget to tune in Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. for Sports Sunday. My partner, Brendan Weesey, has it all covered for you. He'll talk Mizzou football with Howard Richards. He'll discuss the NFL with Jim Thomas. He'll even give you some fantasy football tips. It's all on Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Sports Sunday with Brendan Weesey.
Your basement's always wet and damp. Your foundation is cracked too. Call Woods Basement Systems. We'll fix that basement for you.
If you have a wet basement, foundation, or crawl space problem, you are not alone. Woods Basement Systems has repaired problems like these for 30 years. We raise sunken patios. We straighten bowing basement walls. We seal inefficient dirt crawl spaces and stop leaking basements. We remodel and finish basements too. Call 866-581-1081 for your free estimate today. That's 866-581-1081 or online at woodsbasementsystems.com.
Come rain or come shine, call Woods Basement Systems. We are Woods, we fix basements for your peace of mind.
Find us online at woodsbasementsystems.com.
Protect yourself and the ones you love by getting a flu shot at the Medicine Shop Pharmacy. It's the smart and healthy thing to do. Just walk right in, no appointments necessary, and no prescription from your doctors required. The flu vaccine is free to Medicare Part B patients. Come experience the personal service provided by your Medicine Shop pharmacist.
Come visit Jerry and the rest of my staff at the Medicine Shop Pharmacies in Troy, Missouri on Centerline Drive, in Montgomery City, Missouri on South Sturgeon, in Peabody, Missouri at Commercial Boulevard and Highway Z. And now Ellsbury Pharmacy in Ellsbury, Missouri is a member of the Medicine Shop family too.
Hi, I'm Jill Woodward from the Medicine Shop in Wood River, Illinois. Come visit us at 901 East Edwardsville Road across from the Hit and Run.
Come visit Brian and Sue Hercules at the Medicine Shop on Woodson Road in downtown Overland.
I'm Lynn Schmickens, pharmacist and owner of Medicine Shop in Afton. We are at the corner of McKenzie and Heggy next to Fortel's Pizza. We offer free prescription delivery in Afton, Webster, Lemay, Oakville, and Melville. Come see us.
Message and data rates may apply.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, text KIT to 321-321 for a free information kit from Physicians Mutual Insurance Company. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. That's right, any dentist you want. Text KIT to 321-321 for a free information kit with all the details. That's KIT to 321-321. Again, text KIT to 321-321.
Hi, I'm Carl Deichler, CEO of Beachbody. Last year, I offered 3 million people a free month of streaming access to hundreds of Beachbody fitness videos, and all I asked in return was for your feedback. And wow, your ideas were incredible. So incredible, we've just relaunched the expanded Beachbody On Demand with your ideas. And now the next 3 million people can try it free for 30 days. We've added free cooking videos to help you prepare healthy meals, world-class programs like P90X and Insanity, plus new Pilates workouts, yoga, new videos to try every single month, even a program finder to help pick the right workouts for you. Over $6,000 worth of fitness, all free for 30 days if you respond now during this free trial. Just text the word BOD to 303030 right now. Last chance for your free 30 days. Text the word BOD to 303030. Again, text BOD to 303030.
Message and data rates may apply. Membership fees apply after 30-day free trial. Cancel anytime.
Hi, this is John Chay, Mr. Fix-It, with some good news for our listeners. How many of you listening have an old TV or bulky entertainment center taking up valuable space in your home? Well, then you need to call Pitchett at 314-932-1100 and take advantage of their excellent service, as many of our listeners have. Pitchett provides a residential commercial junk removal service with very affordable rates. Their friendly staff at Pitchett will arrive at your location, remove your unwanted items, and you don't even have to lift a finger. They'll remove the item from your basement, your attic, anywhere they're located, and then clean up after themselves. Pitchett will provide free estimates. They'll visit your location on your schedule, not theirs, and provide you with a quote on the spot. Pitchett is an eco-friendly recycling most items within reason, and of course they are fully insured. So give them a call at 314-932-1100. That's 314-932-1100. Or visit their website at pitchettandforgetit.com. That's pitchettandforgetit.com. Senior discounts apply.
Hi, I'm Tim with T&L Tree Service. Fall is a perfect time to start preparing your trees and landscape for the winter. My staff of certified arborists can make your fall cleanup of trees simple and worry-free. Removing dead limbs and thinning the crown from your trees in the cool fall months will prepare your trees for next spring's growing season. Call me today at 314-895-1883 for a free estimate. Next spring, you'll be glad you did. T&L Tree Service. Your trees and plants are our number one priority.
How do you discover inner strength? Robin Roberts' new podcast, Everybody's Got Something, asks celebrity chef Giada De Laurentiis.
Many of the people that are listening have lost someone close to them. How yeah. were you able to pick yourself back up?
I think I shut down for quite some time, and it wasn't really until I had my daughter that I realized, okay, I think I can love like this again.
Celebrating resilience on Robin Roberts' Everybody's Got Something, proudly sponsored by Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center. Subscribe for free on iTunes.
It happens only twice a year. Kohl's lowest prices of the season, Wednesday through Sunday. With prices so low, no coupons are needed. Stock up, save big, and get Kohl's cash. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
90% of financial advisors give advice geared towards the accumulation phase. Buy and hold. You're in it for the long haul. It's only a paper. For loss. But once you retire, that kind of advice doesn't apply anymore. You need a different approach. Why? One reason is you don't have time to recover if there's another huge market loss. Wake up to Rethinking Retirement with Marvin Mitchell every Sunday at 7 a.m. on KTRS, where you'll get safe, secure retirement advice that works.
Marble wine makes me think of Annie Guns. Leave me alone, let me go home. We're going to Southern California. And check in with Mike Evans, brought to you by what St. Louis Magazine says is the restaurant of the year in St. Louis. Congratulations to Annie Guns. Well deserved. Next door, the Smokehouse Market. Both east of everything else in Chesterfield Valley. And I stood at the checkout at Smokehouse and watched people buy gift cards more than once. And buying more than one gift card, because they know this is a gift you can't miss with. You give somebody a gift card to Annie Guns at a Smokehouse, oh, they'll love it. And now from Southern California, Mike Evans.
Good day.
How's it going, Holmes?
All right, there, homie. All right, there.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. This weather, man, we're loving this.
I hope it's going to be good weather because you're not coming out.
When?
For Thanksgiving.
Well, that's...
I didn't know that.
That could be one way or the other. You don't know.
Yeah, what does that mean?
One way, it could be cold, or it could be really nice like this.
Wow, thank
or
you.
Or snow.
Wow. Thanks, Dave.
That is a great...
I didn't know that. That is a meteorologist.
That's a fantastic forecast.
Your fall forecast.
That's my fall forecast.
Folks, if you missed it, in case you're making Thanksgiving plans, take it from Dan. He says it could really be bad, or it could not be bad.
Yeah.
If it's good, I'm gonna play golf with my main man from the Smokehouse.
Who needs a farmer's almanac?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Who needs anything?
You got me. Dave Murray, sit down.
That's right. What's going on today?
Apocalypse question. There's a nun who has been wearing the habit for 50 years, and that only made out and had a liaison relationship with one man before becoming a nun, and it was a very famous man. Is it Dick Van Dyke, Jack Nicholson, Frank Sinatra, or Elvis Presley? You know the old story, you kiss a woman, nun once, that's okay. You kiss a nun twice, that's okay. But don't get in the habit.
I think that's dirty and sacrilegious.
I think it's funny.
Edit it out.
And beautiful.
We're going to take it out.
Shelby and Admitness, the Omnia Club in Las Vegas, has agreed to pay $1,250,000 for the privilege to sponsor Kendall Jenner's 21st birthday party.
Oh, I think that is fantastic. About time something good happened to those.
Absolutely.
Those scamps.
To quote Nancy Kerrigan, why? I don't know. Maybe it's just, I don't get it. Mariah Carey getting her own reality show next spring. We should find out exactly how big a diva Mariah Carey really is due to this show. New reality show is airing Martha and Snoop Dogg's dinner party. Martha Stewart, Snoop Dogg, going to invite three of their friends to sit around a table, and we're just going to sit in and watch they eat and listen to them to the talk. I mean, Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg, I mean, what do they have in common? She's 75, he's 44, she's white, he's black. He's born and raised in California. She's born and raised in New York. Oh, wait a minute. They're both convicted felons.
Yeah, you're right.
So they can talk about that.
Yeah.
There you go. If you are going to Vegas, there's a couple of places I want you to stop and check out if you haven't already. One, in Prim, Nevada, which is about 25 miles out of Las Vegas, at the Whiskey Pete's Casino, check out the real Bonnie and Clyde car that they were killed in, complete with hundreds and hundreds of bullet holes and their blood still splattered all over the inside of the car.
Now you're talking.
Now you're talking.
I love that name, Whiskey Pete's. That's a good name.
That's a good name. And then when you get back to Vegas, right outside the strip there, you got to go to the Heart Attack Grill.
Yeah, I've heard of this.
I like the butterfat double chocolate milkshakes. Now, Cheryl likes the half-pound coronary hot dogs wrapped with double bacon and double cheese.
Yeah.
But you got to try the flatliner French fries cooked in pure lard.
Oh, my goodness.
And folks over 350 pounds eat free.
All right.
At the Heart Attack Grill. And I kid you not, when you pay your bill, you are given a discount certificate at the Las Vegas Liposuction Clinic.
All right.
The Heart Attack Grill in Las Vegas. And I don't make this stuff up, folks. Okay. Date in history, September 28, 1955. The first World Series is televised in color. Can you tell me who played? Also, did the Cardinals beat Cincinnati yesterday?
Yes.
We did.
Okay,
thank
you're still in the running.
Thank goodness.
All right. Who played in the 55 first color televised games?
I would have no idea.
Wow. World Series? Would you say 55?
Yes.
Oh, man.
There's no way.
I don't know. I would say Yankees were one of them, and the Dodgers.
Yankees-Dodgers, naturally.
Mm. Wow, Dan.
Wow.
Hey, he's a meteorologist that has a secondary education in sports trivia.
Yeah.
Pretty impressive.
And finally.
Finally. Oh. Here we go. There we go. I think I know this one.
Who is the nun that's had the habit for 50 years but had a relationship just before she became a nun with a famous person, Dick Van Dyke, Jack Nicholson, Frank Sinatra, Elvis Presley?
Oh, I'm going to go Dick Van Dyke.
That's same here.
Also the king of rock and roll, man, Elvis Presley.
Oh.
The nun's name is Dolores Hart. She has been wearing that habit for 50 years now, was romantically involved in a liaison, had a liaison with Elvis Presley, who she co-starred with in his first movie, Loving You, and then immediately after the movie wrapped, went straight to the convent. The nun has left the building.
Wow.
The nun. And now she's getting none, either, just on top of that.
I get it.
Did they call that?
That's funny, man. I'll tell you some funny stuff.
What the hell happened to your voice? Put the pipe down.
You know what it is.
My heavens, sir.
I was going with jealousy, man. Mm-hmm. But when you do something somebody else can't do it, I get jealous.
Did you say liaison or something?
I believe he did. He didn't know what he's talking about. Mike Evans. I mean, something, man. If I was alive, I'll tell you what I'd be eating. I'd be eating antigons. I mean, a smokehouse market would be some bacon. Oh, man, it'd be great. I wish I was alive. I hate being dead. It's a drag.
You're not dead, though. That's not what I heard.
That's a lie. I'm Darren Dornail. Annie Gunn's Smokehouse Market next door, Chesterfield Valley, east of everything else. I have to share this story with you. This is my probably best good feet testimonial ever, and this actually happened. We played golf Friday, and Saturday morning, when I got up and I stepped out of the bed, my left heel, I guess that's the Achilles tendon part of your foot, the sharpest pain. I limped. I came in.
Monday.
Yes.
I could barely walk. So by Tuesday morning, I told my wife, I have to go somewhere. So she made an appointment. She has a doctor that had done something years ago. So at least we're in the books there. You know how that goes. If they've never seen you, good luck getting it. So she makes an appointment for me for tomorrow morning, Thursday morning. Because I said, I can't stay. I'm going to the emergency room. And then she said, and I hate it when this happens, when women are right. She says, are you wearing those good feet inserts? And I said, no. I haven't worn them for quite a while because they did what they were supposed to do, and I've been fine. She says, well, that's a mistake. She said, put them in there. I am not making this up. I went in. The shoes I have on right now are the shoes I put on. I put those inserts in there. I knew right where they were in the closet. The minute that I got up and walked around, I could walk without limping. It's unbelievable.
And he was talking about it. You were talking about it yesterday. Look at me.
I said, watch this.
Watch me walk.
It is unbelievable.
It's like Tiny Tim in A Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
It's like a miracle. They work. Those arch supports work. It's night and day. I have a little tenderness, and so it's one-tenth of what it was. So there you go. I should have known. I probably should not have stopped wearing them, the inserts. They work for thousands of people and all kinds of different pains. It's not certainly the answer for everything out there, but man, oh man, worth a try. Good feet. Check them out if you have pain, foot pain, or even leg pain or hip pain. It still could be coming from your feet. Two locations in the St. Louis area. On Olive, west of 270, catty cornered across from TGI Fridays. Shiloh, Illinois, Green Mountain Road across from Dearburg. You never need an appointment. You just go in. You can also go to goodfeetstlouis.com.
Meet me.
Let's check traffic right now. Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan. They have cleared all the lanes on northbound 55 at Park. Everything is open now, but boy, traffic's still backed up to about the Sydney overpass. And then as you're traveling on eastbound 44, you're jammed between Kings Highway and Grand. Still working with the accident northbound 141 at Romaine Creek. That has both through lanes blocked. You're getting by on the right shoulder. On eastbound 270, that was still pretty well stacked up east of McDonald through New Florissant. On eastbound 40, that baseball traffic, you're going to find slow pockets now between Mason all the way in through Big Bend. This traffic report is brought to you by Burger King. What's the best place to have your breakfast? How about a warm croissant? Now at Burger King, get two croissants for just $4. Two for $4 croissants. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary. Tim Weiland with your Vincent Mortgage traffic.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
Boardwalk Hardwood Floors annual warehouse sale is this Friday and Saturday at the Crestwood store, 9000 Watson. Bring your measurements in for the lowest prices of the year during this two-day sale only at Boardwalk Hardwood Floors.
This is where St. Louis comes to talk.
Hello.
The Big 550.
Hi.
KTRS.
Processing. That's G&W Meat and Bavarian Style Sausage Company. G&W processes each deer separately, so the venison you get back is from your deer.
How do you discover inner strength? Robin Roberts' new podcast, Everybody's Got Something, asks celebrity chef Giada De Laurentiis.
Many of the people that are listening have lost someone close to them. How were you able to pick yourself back up?
I think I shut down for quite some time, and it wasn't really until I had my daughter that I realized, okay, I think I can love like this again.
Celebrating resilience on Robin Roberts, Everybody's Got Something, proudly sponsored by Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center. Subscribe for free on iTunes.
KTRS St. Louis,
live and local.
Depend on it.
All right, tomorrow, the 4 o'clock hour, Scott Sherman joins us to help you with your legal issues. If you encounter a police officer, please thank him or her. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night!
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Hi, dear.
All right, dear. All right, Dan.
Bye, yeah.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
An investigation is underway here at the University of Missouri campus in Columbia after reports that racial slurs were used during an incident outside the Delta Upsilon fraternity here. What fraternity and university leaders are saying.
Concerns over a staph infection outbreak among some Jefferson County athletes.
The precautions one school is taking to minimize the risk.
Social media have turned an Arkansas patrol cop into a big-time celebrity. Now he's in St. Louis getting the VIP treatment and delivering an important message.
But first on Fox, the Crystal City superintendent says letters are going home with parents today after several football players developed staph infections. Good evening. I'm Rafer Weigel.
And I'm Shirley Washington in for Sandy Miller. Fox News' Kelly Hoskins is live at Crystal City High School with how the district is trying to stop it from spreading.